الحمد لله رب العالمين وبه نستعين ونصلي ونسلم على خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا وحبيبنا وقدوتنا وإمامنا محمد بن عبد الله وعلى آله وأصحابه والتابعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وبعد. وقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن العظيم: وإن تعدوا نعمة الله لا تحصوها. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran that if you had to count the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then لا تحصوها, it is not possible to count the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you have to look into our lives and look at what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with. And imagine Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had to put a bill to what He has blessed us with. Then it is impossible for us to pay Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We look at the air that we breathe in every day. We look at the food that we're eating every day. Look at the drink that we're drinking every day. So much Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, He mentions, He says that, look at the food that you are eating. أَنَّا صَبَبْنَا الْمَاءَ صَبَّا ثُمَّ شَقَقْنَا الْأَرْضَ شَقَّا, that how we irrigated the land and we opened the land and we allowed the crops to grow for you, O insan. Look at the sky, look at the rain that comes down every seasonally, so that the crops can grow. Look at the animals, look at the earth. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps on blessing us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, don't look too far. Sometimes you want to look for amazing things. You want to go out, you want to go overseas. You want to go to different places to see the wonders of the world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. Look at yourself. أَلَمْ نَجْعَلْ لَهُ عَيْنَيْنِ, didn't we give you a pair of eyes to see? You won't understand the value of eyes until you see a blind person. وَلِسَانُ وَشَفَتَيْنِ, a tongue to speak. The same tongue can speak different languages. You go to different parts of the world, people speak different languages. The same tongue, you find a person has a complete tongue, a complete mouth. Everything is there, all the teeth are complete, but he cannot speak. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala questions us, أَلَمْ نَجْعَلْ لَهُ عَيْنَيْنِ وَلِسَانُ وَشَفَتَيْنِ. Leave alone that, the mere existence of this human being is a favor from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, هَلْ أَتَىٰ عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ حِينٌ مِّنَ الدَّهْرِ لَمْ يَكُنْ شَيْئًا مَذْكُورًا. That didn't a time come over you wherein no one spoke about you, you never existed. You're not around. Allah says, إِنَّا خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ نُطْفَةٍ أَمْشَاجٍ. We created this human being from a dirty drop of blood. Now today this insan, he can walk. He got a few rands somewhere. Now he thinks he's somewhere. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us again and again. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala complains. He says, يَا أَيُّهَا الْإِنسَانِ مَا غَرَّكَ بِرَبِّكَ الْكَرِيمِ. That, O humankind, what has caused you to forget about your Kareem Allah? Sometimes you forget about Allah. Because of the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we go into negligence. We forget about Allah. We forget about the favors of Allah. We are weak. We are down. We are out. And you forget about the favors of Allah. And from amongst the greatest favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with, is this iman, believing in the kalima la ilaha illallah. What is this iman? Many people claim to have this iman. What What is iman? Do you understand what is iman? Look into the lives of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. We'll understand what is iman. Where, when they had to receive iman, when they accepted iman, how much trouble, how much difficulty they had to endure, how much difficulty they had to go through, just because they brought iman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't test us. Just because we said we believe in Allah, we have not tested. People were burnt alive, dragged on the streets, cut into pieces, because of bringing iman. Just believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This iman is a favor on its own. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen us specially, like how when a person goes to the marketplace, he wants to buy some fruits, he goes with his basket. He doesn't just take any fruit and throws in his basket. He handpicks, he selects, he looks for the best. So same for this iman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala handpicks and selects. Look at the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam. His father, Ulul Azam, Nabi, great Nabi. Yet his father was idol worship. The life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His uncle used to look after him. He cared for him. He wouldn't allow anyone to harm Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yet, when Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, he came with his father to accept Islam. And his father accepts Islam. Yet Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, he has a pain, he has a worry and he's crying. So someone asked him that today is a day of rejoicing. Your father has accepted Islam. He said it would have brought more happiness to me that the uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam accepted Islam. Brought him. Yet you and me, today Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this iman. What is this iman? Believing in Allah, that everything is in the total control of Allah. There's no economy, there's no president, there's no army that is in control. It is only Allah. It is not my wealth, it is not my health. Sometimes we go into this deception that there's some economy in control, there's some type of currency in control, it's only this currency. There's only a certain type of wealth. If I have a certain type of building, if I have a certain type of car, I can fit in a certain type of society. But all is in control. Who is in control is only Allah. Again and again, this kalima, it starts with negation. Until we don't bring the realization of this kalima that La ilaha. There's no one worthy of worship except Allah. There's no one in control except Allah. Again and again, you have to convince this heart. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that there'll come a time wherein a person in the morning will have iman, by the afternoon, by the night, will have no iman. And in the night, he'll have iman, and in the morning, will have no iman. For now, maybe a person won't understand it. Go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. See how people moved into a certain city as Muslims. From the family of Sahaba, but because there was no effort on iman, he'll tell you that something like that. We used to dress like this before, or my grandfather used to dress something like that. So this iman, al iman yazid wa yanqus. This iman goes high and goes low, goes high and goes low. So we have to work on this iman for that food to get cooked. That fire needs to be there. So this iman has to keep on burning. وَعْبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ. We have to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This iman is not a thing of a day. This preparation to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not a thing of a certain period. وَعْبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ. Worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until that yaqeen comes. What is that yaqeen? Mufassirin explain, until maut comes. What is the purpose of this life? People are looking for the purpose of life in different things, in wealth, in entertainment, in women, in music. People are looking for the purpose of life. What is the purpose of life? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions it. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُ. The purpose of this life is to recognize Allah. A person has to ask himself, have I recognized Allah? How do we recognize Allah? We have to speak about the greatness of Allah. We have to speak to each and every person we meet, my family members, my community, remind them about Allah again and again. Go out in ibadah of Allah. Remind the people about the greatness of Allah. Until you don't speak about something, the reality will never come into our lives. You look at the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the Sahaba. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لا تجد قوم يؤمنون بالله. You'll never find people who have iman in Allah. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, like the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. They were ready to fight against those who went against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Rasul. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu is sitting later on with his son. And he's discussing with his son. And his son tells him, in the battle of Badr, I'd seen you many times and I was avoiding you. I'd seen you many times and I was avoiding you because you were my father. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu tells him that had I seen you, his son was on the enemy's side. He said, had I seen you, I'd taken your head off. This is iman. This is iman. When the command of Allah comes, وَلَوْ كَانُوا آبَاءَهُمْ أَوْ أَبْنَاءَهُمْ أَوْ إِخْوَانَهُمْ أَوْ عَشِيرَتَهُمْ. Where it was their parents, where it was their brother, where it was their sister, whoever it was. If the command of Allah comes, we will follow the command of Allah. We do not follow our desires. That's how we will gauge our iman. When it comes to my wealth, is my wealth pure and halal? Did I get it from halal sources? So if I'm following the command of Allah, then I'm on iman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أُولَٰئِكَ كَتَبَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمُ الْإِيمَانِ. The sahaba was such as those that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written, inscribed iman in their hearts because of their efforts to try and bring alive the deen of Allah. So now we have to get involved in trying to bring the deen of Allah alive. This iman, you look at the lives of Sahaba radiallahu anhu. It's mentioned, the Sahaba had many, many qualities in their life. And if we have to bring these qualities into our life, then to practice on the rest of deen will become simple and easy. Look at the salah of the Sahaba radiallahu anhu. It is mentioned that when they used to stand in salah, it was as if they were pegged onto the ground. They wouldn't sway around, they wouldn't look around. They were so focused in salah. Like how when a sahabi was in the masjid, and the masjid was attacked, but still he remained in the same position. Engaged in his salah, so much concentration. How will we get this concentration? When our iman is right. When you make effort, like how Sahaba radiallahu anhu made effort. They thought that this is my salvation. This is my means of getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, respected friends, for this to come alive, an effort is required. They say when man made effort on sand, he built buildings, he built skyscrapers. When he made effort on steel, you could see the cars, you can see the aeroplanes. So when you make effort of iman, then this deen will come alive. So inshallah, who's ready to bring the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Let's stand, let's give our name inshallah. Let's go out and see one person at a time. Remind them about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You see people who had iman, and when they came out and they forgot about Allah, they went away from iman. You'll meet a person who will tell you, the last time he read Jummah was in his country 10 years ago.